This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
It was a big week for those impacted by the 2010 Gulf oil spill. In an article by Campbell Robertson and Clifford Krause from the New York Times, we learned that Halliburton reached a $1.1 billion settlement with individual and business plaintiffs for its part in the spill. Then on Thursday, September 5th, Judge Carl J. Barbier found BP grossly negligent in the spill, which could mean upwards of $18 billion in new civil penalties, far exceeding the forecasted $3.5 billion that BP had set aside. The decision, a milestone in environmental law, sends a stern warning to companies in pursuit of deepwater oil. We're on the line with Carl Safina, author of the book A Sea in Flames, that details the 2010 Gulf oil spill. So, Carl, where will this money go, and is it enough to cover the damages?
Well, presumably the money is going to go, in part at least, to some of the victims of the blowout. And as far as I understand it, there are people who are still getting sick and people who are still deciding to dislocate from places that they had lived and then where they had tried to stay. So it's not something that simply ended. There's still need there. As far as if it's enough, I mean, it's a really not quantifiable amount of damage, but I think that the question is it enough to get the attention of other energy companies? And I believe that it probably is. It's a quite significant amount of money. In BP's coffers, it's something they can easily handle, but I'm sure it's something that a lot of energy companies would like to avoid. And too often, people who are negligent, have gotten off. So I think that as we go deeper for oil, as we go into the Arctic and higher latitudes, as fracking becomes more and more of an issue and the damages become more apparent, I think it really is important to understand that if you're going to do these activities, you're going to be held liable for your responsibilities. So I think it's very important.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling me.
For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Eliza Lair, reading a story by Aaron Fairbanks.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.